On this episode of the Resetter podcast, I am bringing you something really unique. So this is actually an excerpt from a YouTube video that I did with my dear friend, Marie Forleo. Now, Marie, if you're not familiar with her, is a business genius. She is a mindset genius. And she has so much wisdom to offer people, not only when it comes to improving their finances, which is kind of her path, but also in helping us think from an abundant perspective. And I brought her into my kitchen. We are doing a cooking show now for our YouTube channel. And I brought her in to do a cooking show with me. And I had her stay to talk about this topic you're about to hear, which is three ways to preserve muscle mass. And what's really cool in this is she is, I probably would say was, and you'll hear it in this episode, a professional dancer. Like, she has this dance background that she had to massively change her dance routines, her dance workouts, as she went through the perimenopausal experience. And so I wanted her to be involved in this conversation because so many of us are having to adapt our lifestyles to the changes in our hormones. And I wanted to hear from an ex-athlete how she was going after muscle. So what you're going to hear in this episode are three really important points that you need to look at if you are trying to preserve your muscle as you go through the perimenopausal years or you're in your postmenopausal years. It is literally these three. Like, I've boiled it down to as simple of an approach as I possibly can. But within these three, there's a lot of nuance. So you're going to hear Marie and I explain the principle, but then you're also going to hear how we both apply the principle to our lifestyle. She's 48, she's perimenopausal, I'm 54, I'm postmenopausal. So you're getting the peri and the postmenopausal view in this preserving muscle mass episode. Again, that's one that you might want to take notes, but those of you that are trying to build muscle through the aging process, I guarantee there is something for you to learn within the next 30 some minutes, because it was a really deep conversation. It was also very entertaining, as you're going to learn. Marie is quite funny, and I hope it provides you the resources you need to stay healthy as you age. Enjoy. Welcome to the Resetter Podcast. This podcast is all about empowering you to believe in yourself again. If you have a passion for learning, if you're looking to be in control of your health and take your power back, this is the podcast for you. Hey, resetters. Okay, no doubt this has happened to you. How many times have you purchased skincare products because they were labeled clean or organic or paraben-free, only to find out that there are 100 other toxic ingredients in the product? I know this has definitely happened to me, and it can seem so discouraging, especially when you don't know where to find the cleanest and most effective products. It's super overwhelming. So let me tell you this, I have been using a really cool product from Purity Woods that is USDA certified, organic, non-GMO, free of parabens, dyes, all the things you want in a skincare line. And it's called Age Defying Dream Cream. Okay, let's just start with that name. How many of us want to dive into a cream that is called a dream cream? I know my 53-year-old face was excited about that. And literally, this product has been a game changer. Seriously, I feel like I have jumped back in time whenever I put the dream cream on. It is a true dream. And what I love the most about it is not only does it like make my skin feel really smooth and moist, and I'm much happier when I look in the mirror afterwards, but it's actually having a therapeutic benefit. It supports collagen and elastin production without disturbing any of the hormones in my body. Now remember, as we go through menopause, as we go over our 40s, you are losing estrogen, which is forcing, I'm going to say lovingly forcing, your body to make less collagen, which is part of the reason that wrinkles seem to appear so frequently. Well, with the Dream Cream, you're getting actual collagen production and elastin production, and you're skipping all the harmful chemicals that just will throw your hormones completely out of whack. So it's really, truly a dream. And check this out. If you go to puritywoods.com/PELZ and you enter the code PELZ, P-E-L-Z, at checkout, they're going to give you 10% off your first order. So that's puritywoods.com/PELZ. Enter PELZ in the code and you will get 10% off. And I want to know if you're having the same experience that I did with this amazing product. You are definitely going to want to try this one. We are going to talk about the three best ways to preserve muscle. And to help you or help me get this message across, I have brought my friend Marie Forleo. And I've never done this before, by the way. This is kind of an intimate experience. I've never brought another person into my solo episodes. So consider yourself, you know, crowned one of the chosen ones. So there's a variety of reasons that I have Marie here. Here's what's really cool about you. And I don't think people see this right off the bat, is that beyond your beautiful face and your incredible business brain, you actually have this like legit athletic background.
Yes.
Which is why this video is a really good one to do. So talk a little bit first just about the background of, you know, what a fitness superstar you are.
Oh my God, it started at a young age. So I remember first it was watching my mom. This is in the 80s. And this is when we first started seeing like fitness on TV.
Yeah.
And I was watching her lift like just dumbbells and I was getting into it.
Did she have leg warmers on?
Oh yeah.
And the unitard?
Like some of these shows were amazing. People have the amazing spandex. Yeah. I was like, I love this. They're working outside. The sun. So I was like mimicking my mom. Cut to like age 15 or 16. This is at the Jersey Shore. Who becomes a member of Gold's Gym? This one. Hair up to here. French manicure.
Oh my God.
Terrible. Like the fact that I do not look like a leather bag at this point is a freaking miracle because I spent so much time in tanning beds or just slathering on the oil and pumping iron.
Yeah.
But anyway, I fell in love with weight training and I cheered in high school and I put the entire cheer team through like a strength training, just basically regimen because I wanted us to win competition. Like, you got to get stronger.
Yeah.
So then cut to in my 20s, I had never taken a dance class in my life, but I loved to dance. Like the most dancing I'd ever done was moonwalking across the linoleum floor.
Can you still moonwalk?
I can, but I wound up following a passion, which was to dance professionally. Mm-hmm. And within a few years, I became one of the world's first Nike Elite dance athletes.
So amazing.
This incredible opportunity. I've done a bunch of fitness videos. So you'll see them in like old Walmarts and Targets, like me, like super cheesy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
doing
right.
All these choreographed routines.
I love that.
And then so now in my 40s, which we'll talk about, it was like in my 30s, I spent a lot of time building the business and fell off the fitness wagon. Mm-hmm. Not 100%, but you know, I was pushing. And then in my 40s, I really felt terrible about not being as strong as I used to be.
Yes.
Oh and my God. I hated that feeling so much. So, and I would say the past 5 or 6 years, it's come back in a big way.
So Maria's 48, I'm 54. My background is I was a competitive tennis player. And so I was like lifting weights in my 20s and cross training for tennis. And so I was doing extreme work, you know, working out until my 40s. And then when I found fasting, I was like, wait a second. Like all of a sudden, I can keep my weight where I want it to be. I can keep my happiness and my mental clarity where I want. And my business was taking off in my 40s and I didn't have as much time. So I put the weights down.
Don't do that.
And I just started running and yoga and I just completely forgot about weight training. And now I'm picking the weights back up at 54.
Oof.
Yeah. And it's brutal. So I think we are good candidates for this video because we're living this.
Absolutely.
You know, we are aging women. Well, I'm an aging woman.
We're all aging.
I don't know. You are not Marie's aging.
Yes. You pop out of the womb.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But you know, here's what a thing I want us all to remember. You never get stronger if you only do easy things.
Mm.
And I remember just getting back into the gym. Like, you know, it's not that I didn't exercise ever in my 30s. It just wasn't as diligent.
Yes.
And it wasn't lifting those heavy weights. And I wasn't as committed.
Yes.
And like you were talking about in your 40s, like, oh, I would do my yoga class. I would still dance. I would do some things. But I would definitely, it would be a couple weeks sometimes. Yeah. I was under deadline or whatever. And it's just like, you know, I'm fine because I wasn't looking for weight management, but I was so stressed out.
That's right.
That's what you got. Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. So what we want to do is I just want to give you a little perspective that we're living this information.
Yes.
And so I want to go through these three things because preserving muscle for me at 54 has become like my target.
Yes.
Are you finding the same thing?
I'm finding not only is preserving muscle my target, but I find that it impacts every single layer of my health and well-being.
Yeah.
I feel so much more confident.
Yeah.
I feel so much stronger. And as we'll talk about, it's actually impacting my other workouts, which dance is still huge for me. So I'm finding myself performing better in my cardio. I'm finding myself in my yoga classes, just being able to do things that I wasn't able to do in my 20s or 30s now because I'm really focused on my training.
Right. Yeah. And it's actually pretty time efficient.
Yes.
So we'll talk about that. So we've got three things for building and preserving muscle. So number one, we've kind of already alluded to it. Number one is what, Marie?
Lifting heavy things, weight training, getting in that gym and throwing around some heavy weights, like not the little 3 to 5 pounds that I would tell you. There's been some instances where I was advised like, hey, don't do it. Don't lift heavy weights because you're going to get bulky.
Right.
So stick with the 3 to 5s and really like that make everything
sound. That was old news. I had the same thing. I always say that like the biggest thing that I wanted is I wanted the, do you remember the Hudson jeans with the cute little pockets on the back?
Oh yeah.
And I had like a little muscle butt in my 20s and 30s. And I always wanted those Hudson jeans, but the little pockets made my butt look even bigger. And so I was like, oh, I didn't want to get
pay a lot of money for that, you know.
Now they do.
Yeah.
But it's like in the, you know, early 2000s, that wasn't a thing. And so I really wanted, like, I didn't want to build too much muscle because then I would be even further away from Hudson jeans.
Right.
So I do think there's something that's really important about us reframing what muscle is. And I think you bring up a really good point that when we're looking at preserving muscle through aging, you're also preserving your confidence.
Yes.
And you're preserving your insulin sensitivity because the more muscle you have, the more insulin receptor sites you have. When you actually lift weights and you break down muscle, you stimulate a metabolite that goes up and promotes BDNF in the brain, which is like fertilizer for the brain.
Oh.
So lifting weights is when we age is so much more than just about looking good. There's so many pieces to it.
Yeah. And I think that it's really important. You don't have to do this by yourself. Like, so
right.
I'm in New York City. That's where I live. And there's a place that I go to. It's called Liftonic. And it's like these really simple basic classes where we go down into a dungeon. There's not, it's like barbells and dumbbells and like benches.
Yeah.
And there's great trainers that show you the precise form. And this is so important.
Yeah.
You're in and out in 45 minutes. And it's like different workouts and you're literally getting stronger each and every time.
Amazing.
And it's what a satisfying thing. And anyone can do this. There's right. so many videos.
Right. You can go to so many.
You can go to so many.
So, okay. So like reps, just so we're clear, because lifting heavy means different to everybody.
Absolutely.
So like I can tell you, I work out with a trainer just because I need that accountability. Mm-hmm. And so when I go to my trainer, when we lift heavy, literally the words I can't come out of my mouth all the time. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do it. I can't. But when she tells me we're doing a heavy day, you're going to do less reps but heavier weights. My brain goes, oh, that's only like 5 reps. I can do anything 5 reps.
Yep.
So when you lift heavy, what does that look like?
Well, I think in that particular class, we gather up a lot of weight. So for example, let's say that I'm doing like a goblet squat. It'll be like, hey, Marie, you're at the level right now. It should be at least 35 pounds or 40 pounds. And if you can drag over 50, let's do 50.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, I love a challenge. I also love having a coach and I like being in a group fitness environment. And in terms of lifting heavy, for anyone watching this right now, it's like start small.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So start light and build up that confidence. But here's the one thing that I'm so surprised by. I was afraid that because I took some time off, that it was going to take me so long to get strong again.
Yeah.
That has not been my experience.
Ooh.
I feel like I'm gaining muscle and gaining strength faster than I ever thought possible.
Okay.
My ability to do push-ups, everything. My balance has improved. It's amazing.
Amazing.
But you can start, I mean, if it is those 3 to 5 pounds, start there.
Yeah.
Nail your form. Get it right. And then let's start building.
Yeah. And so then the other thing that I've found about weightlifting that might surprise people is that after 35, progesterone goes down. Mm-hmm. So like she just starts to go down, which means that anxiety goes up. And what I've learned when I lift heavy weights is that those are the days I feel the most peaceful in my body.
Yes.
Is that how you feel?
I feel like a fucking rock
star. Yeah.
Walking out of that class, it's just like I'm full of sweat.
Yeah.
I'm pumped up. I feel amazing.
Yeah.
I feel like I set myself up from a dietary perspective
yeah.
to crave foods that are actually good for me. I sleep better at night. everything, my mood. And I think this is really big. If anyone doesn't like working out, it's like, what's your favorite music? Add your favorite music and add it loud.
Yeah.
That's what we do in our classes.
Yeah. Or get your favorite outfit. Oh,
don't go get like swag and like, you know, get some cool shoes.
Yeah.
You know, and
make it feel like,
yeah, make it a whole thing. But
yeah.
I think music for me on a biochemistry kind of level, it changed. Like, I am like, let's go. You know what I mean?
It's awesome.
Okay. So, what do you work out to? What's your music? It's usually hip hop because I am a child. I grew up in the 80s and the 90s. That's my favorite music. And they happen to like it at that Liftonic place that I
go. Yeah, which is why you probably double whammy.
Yeah. And I dance in between sets and they never mind. Yeah. They're all, a lot of the instructors are also ex-dancers.
So, and then if you're hearing this and you're like, no, like I'm not lifting weights or I'm really out of shape. I actually learned a little trick from my friend, Dr. Sarah Gottfried. She and I went hiking a couple weekends ago and I was in her house and she had weights all over her house. Like,
yeah,
they were like on her kitchen counter. They were like down by her fireplace, like literally multiple places. And I was like, are you trying to remind yourself to lift weights? And she goes, yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. So she kept them in places. So if she walked past the kitchen counter, she just picked it up.
Yeah.
And she just did a couple of reps.
So we have that in our house too.
Oh.
So we live in a pretty small New York City apartment and we literally have dumbbells stationed around the house or there's even kettlebells.
Amazing.
Yeah. There'll be times. And it's like, we just pick them up, walk around and the glucose goddess we've had, right? On the show. So that whole notion of even after a meal, do 10 minutes of movement.
Yeah.
Sometimes for us, if it's raining out or it's just like, we just don't want to go take a walk. We literally walk around our apartment and lift weights.
Yeah. So there you go. So if you want to stop the decline of muscle as you're aging, it could be as extreme as like what we're talking about in the gym, or it can be as simple as just put weights around your house and pick them up every time you walk past them.
Yeah. And, you know, our friend, JJ Virgin, she talks about it's like aging powerfully. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, I was like, as I'm getting older, I'm getting stronger.
Yeah.
You know, that is my message. It's like the most powerful words in the universe are the words that we say to ourselves. And so for me, that's my own message.
Yes.
So I'm getting older and I'm getting stronger and I'm proving it to myself with the data. Like, I'm now, you know what I mean? My curls are getting, I'm like, this is awesome.
Oh my God, I love that. You know, every end of every year, I set myself up for what is it that I want to create the next year. And I start the action at the end of the year because the worst time to do anything is at the beginning of the when everybody starts and then we all fail. So this year it was lift weights.
Yeah.
And so I started the last week of December with this trainer. And the first couple of weeks, my brain was like, I can't. And I would leave the gym and I'd be like, this is stinking thinking, Mindy. Like, why are you saying this? Mm-hmm. And one day I changed it to, I looked at my trainer and I was like, I love how much you believe in me.
Mm.
And I took, I can't, and turned it into, thank you for believing in me. And it was like a way of being like, as I'm lying, I'm not why I believe in myself right now.
Yeah.
But I know I'm with this person right here, right now that believes in me and is guiding me through this exercise. So having an accountability buddy can be really important to
transform you.
So, okay. So that's number one. Hopefully we inspired you there. Number two, and this one I'm really curious about for you, I'll tell you, is eating protein. And, you know, there's a lot of theories on protein right now. So there is 30 grams of protein with every meal, opens up an amino acid receptor site in the muscle that stimulates a pathway called your mTOR pathway. And mTOR is how you grow muscle. So you have to hit 30 grams. Like if you don't hit 30 grams, you haven't opened that pathway up. And then beyond that, we're supposed to have 1 gram of protein for every pound of ideal body weight that we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just that alone is hard.
It's so hard. Can I tell you how many Google searches I've done? Do you know what I mean? For ideas on how to hit that amount of protein in a way that works for the kind of foods that I'm looking for, also my appetite. So I've gone all around the merry-go-round trying to figure that piece out.
Right.
One of my latest things that I'm doing, which I'm into and it feels good for me, is I actually add some paleo protein powder to my coffee.
Oh, okay. So I've been doing the same thing. I'm like collagen powder.
Yes.
So, okay. So let's unpack this from a fasting lifestyle because I've been like, well, what if I take, I've been doing Truvani because I know Vani.
Yes.
And I'm like, I know she made those ingredients pure. Like if anybody did, Vani Hari did. So I used the Truvani and I put the collagen powder in my coffee.
Yes.
It has 14 grams of, one scoop has 14 grams of protein. So I can do two scoops or two cups of coffee. And with those skips. So I know what everybody's going to ask me, which is, does it pull you out of a fasted state? So I've checked it on my CGM. It doesn't pull me out of ketosis, but with that much protein, you are purposely pulled out of autophagy. And there are two separate things. You can fast for autophagy, which cleans the cells out. In that scenario, you want to bring protein down. But in the scenario we're talking about, what we're doing is staying in that ketogenic state where we're burning fat, but we're also powering up muscle. It's brilliant.
I love it. So it's been a game changer for me.
Me too.
Honestly, sometimes when I'm thinking about how to get all of that protein in, it's difficult.
Yes.
You know, busy humans that we are, families and careers and businesses and all the things that we have to take care of. And now you're like, oh my God, I have to count all these.
And now I got to get a gram of protein.
So it's just a great, I think it's a great option for some of us when we need it. And it's just, it's been working.
I also found a TikTok video that has people putting eggs in their coffee. They call it carnivore coffee.
Oh, really?
So I tried that, but it was a little bit much on my stomach. So that was one. The other hack I'll give you for coffee, for protein, is put amino acids in it.
Mm.
So because it is the amino acid, specifically the amino acid leucine, is that it actually triggers this, the sensor to open up and this pathway to start for me. So
do you do both?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So the Truvani, like, or a protein powder and then the amino acid.
That's right.
Okay.
So I do like Truvani and then I do the amino, like Body Health amino acids, and I'll put them in there in my coffee in the morning.
I'm going to upgrade my coffee.
It's amazing. Oh, and then okay, I got one more for you. Since we're on the topic of coffee, let's take some MCT oil.
Yes.
And put it in there. And yes, now you've got the good fat, you've got the aminos, you've got the protein. You're technically in a fasted state. You just aren't stimulating autophagy, but you're ready for your workout.
Do you have some other ideas for how to get to there, to that 30 mark?
Yeah. So two other ideas I've done is for sure protein shakes.
Yep.
And like lots of protein powder. So that's one. My other favorite are beef sticks.
Okay.
So Paleo Valley beef sticks. I've got like packs of them everywhere. Yep. And so then I'll just eat them all day long. So, but from my understanding is it's that first meal needs to have at least 30 grams of protein. And so after that, once you've stimulated the mTOR pathway, you can actually, you know, you don't need 30 grams at each meal. You just need to hit that total 1 gram per pound of body weight.
Yeah.
So,
and just see how you feel. I mean, I've been feeling so much better at this coffee and adding the protein to it. And again, it shows in my performance at the gym. Of course, we're talking about sleep and all these other things, but getting that protein in, it makes me feel grounded.
Yeah.
And solid and prepared for the day.
So, okay. Do you have any other hacks for protein? Because
honestly, sometimes it's like going into the app and going into counting things and like, okay, how many eggs? And do I want some turkey? And do I want some chicken? And, you know, where else am I going to get those?
Hey, Resetters. As we step into the new year, I am so thrilled to invite you on an extremely transformative journey with me in my Reset Academy. So check this out. If you're ready to kickstart your fasting and health journey, which I know so many of you have reached out to us and asked how you customize a fasting lifestyle for you, my Reset Academy is the absolute best place to be. So here's what you get in the Academy. And I like to think of it in terms of a complete picture. So imagine being surrounded by people who understand your journey, who are passionate for fasting, who want to lift you up and will support you every step of the way. My Academy is not just me, my team, but it is an incredible group of people that are all dedicated to building fasting lifestyles and supporting each other in it. This is why I created the Reset Academy. So when you join, you gain access to all the exclusive calls where my team and I share the latest insights, we answer your burning questions, and we guide you towards your health goals. That's not it. We didn't stop there. By becoming a member, you're not just investing in a membership, but you're investing in yourself. I am such a fan of setting you up to win this year. And my Academy is the best place I know to do that. I want to keep you focused. I want you to customize this for you. And I want you to succeed at your health goals this year. End of story. So if you're ready to unlock your fullest potential and embrace a fasting lifestyle, join me. If it feels good, join me. And let's make this year an incredible year for us all. So all you got to do is go visit drmindypels.com/resetacademy to become a member. I can't wait to welcome you. I can't wait to see you on the Zoom calls. I can't wait to be in community with you. And most importantly, let's get your health goals handled
And let's do this together. It's so much better together. So that's drmindypels.com/resetacademy. Excited to see you there.
Insomniacs, where you at? I know that you are struggling, and hopefully you know that as we age, perfecting our sleep becomes more difficult, but it's also a crucial part of our health journey. A full night's sleep is essential for us to function the next day and achieve the health goals that so many of you are working so hard to do, but we don't want you feeling like a zombie the next day. So I've been on the quest for the best sleep products out there, and I'm really excited to share with you one that I've found, and it's Cured Nutrition's Sleep Bundle. Here's what's unique about their Sleep Bundle is that it has a blend of CBD and the most potent version of CBN for the ultimate sleep experience. Their Zen blend combines functional mushrooms, cannabinoids, and adaptogens, which have a significant impact on our mental and physical health. It's specifically designed to improve REM sleep. So check this out. REM sleep is where our brain reboots itself, and it has to do with memory retention. It also, this product can dramatically affect the detoxification part of your sleep, which is known as deep sleep. So for those of you struggling with sleep, I gotta encourage you to try this product because it is a game changer for the quality of your sleep. And Cured is offering you an exclusive 20% discount on both Zen and CBN when you purchase them together in the Sleep Bundle. So here's what you do to tap into this incredible sleep hack is you just head on over to curednutrition.com/PELS and you use the code PELS at checkout to get the offer and discount that they are giving you all. So as always, let me know how it works. And gosh, from the bottom of my heart, I want you so deeply to get the restful sleep that you deserve. So please let me know how the product works for you.
Oh, we should probably also talk about, I don't know if in your community, I have a lot of plant-based
people. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about that because it's always a big question. And there's times in my life, I like shifting my, you know, what's going and trying always to eat as many plants as possible. But there's times when my body craves animal meat. And I'm just going to go for the grass-fed, the organic, pasture-raised. And then there's times when I'm like, okay, plant time. So let's talk about that.
So, okay, if you do dairy, one of the best protein rich is cottage cheese.
Oh yeah. What do you think of Greek yogurt?
Or Greek yogurt. Yes. Those are both, if you do dairy. So here's the challenge with dairy. If it's pasteurized, it's dead food. Mm-hmm. So you don't have enzymes, you don't have probiotics in it. So like with my cream, I always try to get raw. But if it because otherwise you're missing out on that. But you're still getting the protein. So like cottage cheese, you're still getting the protein. Greek yogurt, you're still getting the protein.
What if you don't do dairy?
What if you don't do dairy? Then we got to look more at the legumes. Okay. So lentils are like
the powerhouse.
So I used to buy cooked lentils at the market and I would just have it in my refrigerator and I put it in salads all the time.
Yeah.
And I just sprinkle it in there. And that was really like just constantly getting that into my, and it's full of that amino acid leucine. So those are kind of, and then if you actually in the new book, I have a whole long list of some of the most protein rich vegetables for the plant-based community. But I do think if you're plant-based, that is one of the challenges is you've got to work on getting this protein. And so you may do like what we're talking about, where you put the collagen powder in your coffee with the amino acids. And Vani is plant-based.
Yeah.
So she actually has collagen that's plant-based.
That's awesome.
I think it's marine-based. I think it's from fish.
She's great. Their products are fantastic.
So, okay. So that's protein. Anything else you want to say on protein?
No, just protein's awesome.
Do you ever feel like tired, like you're eating so much protein?
I think when I'm trying to, if I'm trying to do things perfectly, that's when I get tired.
Yeah.
But whether it's protein or my business or, you know, we've talked about this a little bit. Like someone was asking me actually like how data driven I am. And I'm like, I have to really watch it because the kind of person I am, I can get obsessive. The Aura Ring, the this, that.
Yes.
So I am aiming always for progress, not perfection.
Yes.
And paying attention to how this whole body feels.
Yeah.
How she's performing, how she's sleeping. And so, you know, if I don't get to that, you learning the perfect number every day. If I'm really close, it's a, I got a gold star.
So I teach a concept and it's called the N of one. Mm. So when they look at a science study, the N equals how many people were in the study. And like, if you get a study that's like 3,000 people, it's like, whoa, that was amazing. But what they have found, and it was actually a principle that they found in therapy, that if you involve the person, the patient in their own treatment plan, that they actually got better quicker. Mm. And they called it the N of one, which is involving you in your own treatment plan. So what I just heard in that is like, here you have this a high achieving woman that has done a tremendous amount in your life and you want to kick butt in all areas of your life. But you're also saying, I have to listen to myself.
Yes.
I got to listen to my lifestyle. You're being your own N of one.
That's right.
So that's, I don't want to miss that because I get a lot of questions of like, okay, well, exactly how many macros, exactly this. And what I'm giving you all are some ideas. Now, I want you to take those ideas and figure out what works best for you.
Yeah. And I think, and you'd probably admit this, it's really important too, because sometimes the science keeps evolving.
That's right.
We keep evolving. Yeah. So it's like, if we're aiming in the right direction and we're doing our very best and we feel good, it's like, heck, yeah. Thumbs up all the way around.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. How quickly after your workout do you eat?
I usually need at least 45 minutes, if not an hour.
Oh,
just because it depends. Like sometimes if I come back from a workout, it just like I feel so full of energy and I'm like, I need the shower. I need a second, especially if I pushed hard. What does the science mean I should do?
Well, there's emerging science that came out in the last month that basically said like within a half an hour after you work out, you should have this one is a little too much for me. You should have 100 grams of protein.
Woo!
Yeah.
I don't think I can do it.
I don't think I can do it either. And the people that I've been watching that are talking about this are bodybuilders. I'm not trying to be a bodybuilder.
Neither am I.
So, but what I do think is fairly quickly, half an hour to an hour after you eat, I think, or after you work out, you want to have something protein.
Replenish. Okay, good.
Because you've just broken down muscle. And so you have this unique moment where the muscle's like a sponge and it's going to pull in all of that amino acid.
I'll lounge a little bit less after my shower.
So shower quickly.
Let you guys know how it goes.
Shower quickly. That's it. And or take the smoothie into the shower.
That would actually be kind of fun. All right. Now, see, another idea is all of them.
Yes. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Number three, the third thing on how we can preserve muscle is we can really take amazing care of our sex hormones, specifically testosterone. So I know you and I chatted back in like October about your hormones and you've done a Dutch test and what have you learned just as a 48-year-old woman about your hormones, your profile and how they've shown up?
Yeah. So I'm still in the midst of wanting to make sure that everything's good. And the more research I've been doing on hormones, the more I've learned. It's like, wow, this is a moving target.
It's such a moving target.
She's right. And it's one of those things where I actually found like reading all of this amazing books by amazing scientists going like, wow, so we really don't have a really good test. And some people actually prefer the Dutch. They don't like it at all.
I know some people don't.
Absolutely. And some people are like, okay, the most accurate is going to be blood test. And guess what? It's constantly moving throughout the month. So we're just going to have to approximate. So what I've been doing for myself is really at this moment, I'm like, okay, how am I feeling?
Mm.
How am I showing up?
Mm,
what's happening? Because there was a couple of years ago where I was like, I knew something was wrong. And I think as women, we know this. You're like, something's not okay.
Yeah.
Something's not right. Something's different than it used to be. And when we checked levels a few years ago, I was like, yep, shit's off. Now my most recent test is everything. They're like, you're actually looking pretty good.
Oh, so the feel, it's everything feeling okay is working.
Yes, it is working.
Okay.
For me personally, what I know is my kryptonite is stress.
It's stress. Yes.
And so over the past, I would say 3 to 5 years, I have been working so intently from a really loving place to strip away some of my own, what I know to be dysfunctional thought patterns, behavior patterns, kind of self-punishing patterns that I've just had since as long as I can remember. And I've realized how my hormones are impacted by that.
Okay. So I have a theory on this.
Okay. I want to hear it.
Yeah. So I think think of your hormones as they adapt to every environment you put yourself in. Mm-hmm. So if you put yourself in a peaceful environment, your hormones are like, okay, we can come out now. If you put yourself in a stressful environment, they're like, ooh, we're in a crisis. We're not reproducing right now. There's no need for these sex hormones that are right now.
Yes.
If we're eating toxic food, same thing. We're bringing up cortisol and we're making ourselves insulin resistant. And that environment starts to throw all our hormones off.
Yes.
So the stress, I strongly feel, is the most important thing for balancing hormones, because each environment you put yourself in that's massively stressful,
yes,
the hormones are going to adapt. And if you stay in that environment for months and years, your hormones are going to tank.
Yeah.
So I would say, as a postmenopausal woman, I'm finally getting to this place where I'm like, peace and rest and relaxation and regulating myself is my hormonal plan.
Yes. This is so huge. Again, I think especially for high achieving, ambitious, yes, creative, yeah, women, it's like we have been on overdrive for I'll speak for myself,
yeah,
literally for decades.
Yeah.
And for various reasons, feeling like if I am not handling everything, it's not going to get handled.
Yeah.
If I'm not responsible for everything, it's all going to fall apart. You know, and if I'm not getting everything,
it's not, you know, it was like,
I'm going to fall apart. And so these past few years for me have been so utterly enlightening, just listening to my own inner environment, mm-hmm, and being really, really aware of when I'm tiptoeing back to old patterns.
Yes.
And then stepping away.
Yeah.
Like, put my hands up and going like, nope, you ain't going there anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's not worth it. Like, yeah, nothing. There's no amount of money. There's no amount of accolades. There's no amount of achievement that is, yeah, worth my health and my peace of mind.
Yeah.
And I just have found that I'm actually way more creative. I feel so much better. It's, I feel like my skin's, everything's better when I'm not a freaking stressed out maniac.
So, yeah. Oh, no,
it's so simple.
But here's what happens with stress and muscle, because when you go after 40, all of a sudden your sex hormones are start to go on this decline and your ovaries are like, hey, not a lot of eggs in here. Like, we're going to slow down production, but you still need some sex hormones. So we're going to go into retirement. So we're going to hand this job over to another organ. So you know who they hand it over to?
Who do they hand it to?
The adrenal gland.
Oh, wonderful.
And the adrenals are like over there.
Oh, like they've not been doing a lot for
like gripping on. And they're like, what?
They're white knuckling.
Yeah. And they're like, I have to make estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone now. Like, I can't do that. We've been running from a tiger for like 3 decades now. And now you want me to make sex hormones? And so they pretty much say, like, fuck you to the sex hormones.
You can go fuck yourself.
They say to the ovaries, go fuck yourself. You retire all on your own. And I'm going to be over here managing stress. So the minute you let go of that stress and you tell the adrenals, like, hey, it's okay. We're not running from the tiger anymore.
Yeah.
You can relax. I'm okay. They now are more willing to look at the adrenals and be like, hey, you've been working really hard. You deserve a rest. You can go into retirement. Like, you're a diva. Like, you've been popping out this egg every month. Like, bravo. I've just been over here trying to manage cortisol, but you like actually manifest this egg. Few humans along the way. I might be willing to help you now.
Amazing.
That's what happens, literally.
Dude, I love this. I love this so much.
Yeah.
I feel like my poor adrenals, like, I want to give them a hug.
I know. Yeah, right? Wouldn't that, yeah, be great? And, yeah, be like, they're kind of hard to hug. You, yeah, can do like a little squeeze on.
Energetic.
A little energetic hug.
No, but this, I think the stress thing is so real. And we live in such an environment right now, from my point of view, that is so at odds with how we're meant to thrive, yeah, you know, between all of the interruptions and the pings and the dings and the notifications, true, and all of the incoming and our environments and the toxic, you know, it's just like, bam.
Yeah,
it's like, it's a lot.
Yeah,
it's a lot. And so, but for us to be empowered and to say, oh, actually, no, I'm not going to live in that. You know, we've talked about this before on your show, my notion of time genius, where so many of us, we don't even realize that we're stuck in this world of time stress.
Yeah.
For me, that was a big one, and productivity and achieving and all that stuff. But it's like, we have a choice. We do not have to live that way.
That's right.
That's the point.
And I think I would say, like, I hear you say that, and like, my mind knows that that's logical. But I think what a lot of people would say is, yeah, now you got to show me. How do I live in a world where I'm not having to just keep performing and keep doing time over and, yeah, being stuck to the clock and to the half-tos?
Yeah, no, I think, first of all, I think it's a process. Again, we had a conversation. We could have another conversation about that too. I mean, it's very much, I think, like going to the gym. Like, you're not going to go and lift weights once and then have all of this incredible muscle that's going to last you to the rest of your life. It's like, no. We go back to the gym and we continue practicing and showing up to build. And I, from my experience of my own, again, I know how to stress myself out so good. I'm such a professional at it. So I have a lot of experience here. It feels really like a practice and a really fun one because life is so precious and it is possible. It's not always, it's not going to happen perfectly every day.
Right.
The shiitake will hit the fan. The dog's going to throw up. Technology's going to fail. You know, there's a whole bunch of shit that's
going to happen. Pandemics will happen.
Oh my God. Shit shows are guaranteed.
Yeah.
However, we have some control over our inner environment.
Yeah.
And I think that's the place where we need to build that muscle.
And what's interesting about that is in the adrenals working so hard, when they're exhausted, they break muscle down so that they can get the nutrients. They share the same nutrients. So literally, like a video like this, you could be like, okay, I need to strength train more, I need to eat more protein, and I need to balance my hormones. And now you've just added another to-do list. And so I think we probably actually should have started with stress as being the biggest thing you need to manage if you want to preserve muscle as you start to age.
Well, here's the cool thing that I found in my experience. I actually love where we started, because when I lift weights, or to be perfectly honest, I do any fairly intense workout where I am strength training. And even though if it's in the form of yoga or in the form of dance, like, we're still building muscle just in a different way, I walk out feeling so much instantly less stressed and with a deeper, broader perspective on what really matters.
They go hand in hand.
They really do. So I feel like those things are very complementary.
Yeah.
And you feel like, oh, I don't really have the time. It's like, you don't need to spend 3 hours in the fucking gym.
Yeah.
It's like, you do it for 30 minutes, even if you're just starting, you're going to feel like a rock star.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're like, whoa, I see all these new possibilities. I got that protein. Let me add.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that segues really well. One of the things I love about Marie is that she's just got this mindset that's addictive. I hope you feel that. And just kind of takes the complicated and you go, wait, I hadn't thought of it that way. So a couple things that she's got for you. For starters, you got to go on to Amazon and check out her book. This is the best title. Everything is figure outable. Tell me that was like a download that came to you.
No.
In the middle of the night.
We'll talk about it on another episode.
Okay.
From my mama.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
But she has a free giveaway. So if you could talk about that, which is you can have everything.
Anything.
Sorry. Anything. You can have anything you want, I think is what the name of
the video course that she has. How to get anything.
Oh, how to get anything you want.
Yes.
There you go.
It's a little how-to because I'm very pragmatic.
Yeah.
I like pragmatic things. So it's three steps. So if there's been something you're struggling with, it could be around your health. It might be around relationship or your career or your business or your finances or some direction that you want to go in this next chapter of your life. Go get this download. It's at marieforleo.com. It's a freebie. It's like a coaching session. You can download it to your phone. I will walk you through the steps. And I promise you, like pinky swear, it will help you find so much clarity and confidence to take that next step in figuring out that thing in your heart that you wanted to figure out for a long time.
Yeah, it's so beautiful because it's all up, it all starts up here.
And in here.
Yeah, and in here. Yeah, and lining these two up.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, perfect. So we'll leave links for all of that. But thank you so much for being
so puppy in my chair.
Yeah.
I love it.
Make sure you go and follow her on YouTube. So if you want more of her, she's over there. She's got a podcast. She does solo episodes.
Oh, really?
I'll make appearance there.
Oh, you're coming up.
Yeah.
I'm getting you to New York. We're doing all the things.
I love it. I love it. So, but you know, my biggest message to you, and I think Marie would say the same thing, is just don't give up on yourself. And when you start to age, there are parts of you that you don't recognize. And I think this concept of keeping muscle is more than just looking good. It's about keeping your confidence and keeping your clarity and keeping your health. It ties into everything. So please, whatever you do, don't give up on yourself. Deal? Awesome.
Yeah. Have an awesome day.
Thank you so much for joining me in today's episode. I love bringing thoughtful discussions about all things health to you. If you enjoyed it, we'd love to know about it. So please leave us a review, share it with your friends, and let me know what your biggest takeaway is.